I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's the Boomerang Geo Podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomerang Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And where we are in the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. The Mets sweep the Blue Jays. The Yankees have a good series in Pittsburgh, although they lose yesterday in extra innings. Jalen Brunson is back as the Knicks get ready for the postseason. The Rangers seem to be dead. The Islanders have been dead. And it's Masters Week, April! And we got a championship game, by the way, in college basketball. This is it. This is the best sports month there is. October, very good. April's got to be it, though, and we are in the thick of it. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I'm doing well. You know, part of that opening that you put out there is exactly right. The Rangers season's over. So I'm disgusted. Their performance on Saturday was brutal. I got that off my chest. We're not going to the playoffs, unfortunately. This team has really let their fan base down, let the ownership down, certainly left their GM and their coach, just pondering, like, what the hell happened to this team in this season. On the other side of that is you have the Knicks, who finally are healthy. Last night was a game where everybody played that was supposed to be playing, and it was nice to see that, and against a team that was missing Kevin Durant, but... nonetheless, this is their stretch run. They don't have many games left, and this is the time where they all have to get in sync with one another. And if they are going to make a special run, this is where it begins. Really, I mean, like, because now they get to play with each other, get understand defense, and you know they say they've been a work in progress all year long. So hopefully, last night was a little bit of a precursor to things to come, and hopefully they continue to get better, and then. For Alex Ovechkin yesterday, it was a special day at UBS Arena. The Islanders win. I saw Matt yesterday after the game, and he goes, "I'm going to the hall." And I said, I figured you would be because you were in the box score. He was active for yesterday's game. He was a +2 in this game. And that box score will go to the Hall of Fame with, I'm sure, Ovi Stick, one of the pucks,
yeah.
His jersey. And Matt Martin's name will be in that box score. So it's great to see Wayne Gretzky in the house. And, of course, Cash Patel was there as he is a huge Islander.
Yeah, fan. Long Island guy, yep.
So Sydney said that she took the girls to warm-ups.
I saw on Instagram.
Right. So she took the girls to warm-ups, and she had gotten there before Cash Patel and his security details showed up.
Which is, I'm sure, massive. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Very massive. And a couple of the other wives of the Islander players got stuck in traffic.
Mm.
And they just got there just in time for warm-ups, which is a big thing for the kids. Because
yeah.
They can get down by the ice and they can see
some
their
of the
dads,
cutest things I've ever seen on Instagram is them watching Matt warm up. They'll put their hand on the glass and everything. I mean, it's great.
So I asked him, I said, how was it? How was it? He goes, man, the building was buzzing. It really had like a weird kind of fun, great, upbeat atmosphere. And the fact that they won was great for them. But also, Ovi actually breaking the record in that building was great for the Islanders financially.
I'm sure that it was. I mean, Islander fans are going to be annoyed by that, of course. You know, the best moment of the season shouldn't be happening for the Capitals in a win, which is so weird. But yeah, I mean, it was great to see this guy, albeit a Putin guy, has done a nice job of having a very good career. He's an all-time legend.
In this case, I mean, this guy.
Oh, you're not worried about politics?
Not in this case. I mean, this guy's had a great career. And
he's a Putin guy.
And he and Wayne Gretzky have played the same amount of regular season games, which is incredible. And he's got Wayne Gretzky, at the moment, by one goal, which is remarkable. I think he'll come back next year. I haven't heard anything about retiring. And I'm not so sure that he's 39 years old. To me, he looks older.
Well, it's the gray hair.
I mean, he just looks older to me.
I mean, you compare him and Sidney Crosby, they look like they're 15 years apart, and they came in the league right around the same time.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the gray hair, it's the beard. I mean, he looks like he's 45.
Yeah.
A lot of mileage on that Ovechkin.
I know this sounds really stupid, and I don't even know why I'm saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Because of you, and you brought it up, I mean, his friendship with Vladimir Putin. This war is probably going to end because Putin's going to want his team in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy's going to want to play for the Russian team. I don't know.
That's next year, obviously.
Yes, exactly.
Next year. 26, yes. Winter, yes.
Yep. So, yeah, it's going to be, I don't know. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but I'm just telling you.
Well, isn't it all ridiculous?
It is all ridiculous. But the other thing I will say is that is good as that moment may have been for him yesterday and hockey fans in general, for the Met fan to come out of the weekend with a sweep and with the Mets having the best bullpen in the major leagues at this point is like a nice welcome sight and a very good thing for the Mets moving forward if it can continue. I don't know if it will continue at this pace, but certainly that was a great homestand.
Yeah, I mean,
opening weekend series.
That is correct, and the bullpen has been the best in baseball, and of course it can't continue at this rate. I mean, you want it to be one of the better ones, but, I mean, they have been fantastic. Everybody that comes out of the bullpen has been great. Kranich has been amazing. Brazoban, which we talked to Ron Darling about how, he has all the makings of being someone who just needed the right direction, and Jeremy Hefner might be that exact guy to do it with him as he's done with others. So, yeah, they're winning in ways we didn't expect. We didn't expect them to be, scoring just two or three runs and the pitching being great, but that's what it was. And thank goodness yesterday because, of course, everybody who pays attention to baseball, not just Mets fans, Yankee fans deal with injury. It's all across baseball. When you see David Peterson struggling yesterday, you're thinking, okay, here we go. Now we have another rotation injury. Turns out it's just nausea, so he's okay. So that was good news out of it. Yeah, and a sweep. So I know that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was all fired up getting his $500 million, and he's not going to be a Met, and that's fine. But as far as the 2025 Mets are concerned, they smacked away the Blue Jays three straight, and you had a great opening day. Obviously, we didn't talk about that because it was Friday after the show. Spectacular opening day. Pete remains on fire. So just a great start. I mean, really just a great start and everything you want to see. You want to see the lineup going a little bit more, some more power numbers from Soto. You want Vientos to get on track. You want Lindor to hit more. So there's a lot of things in the lineup that you want that I think you'll eventually get. But winning games is the name of the game.
You know what? I was reading about Vlad Guerrero and what he's been doing this offseason and how much weight he has lost.
Yeah.
And how he has decided to take his career seriously.
It's amazing.
And
when you're out of contract.
Well, I mean, but it was this offseason is really where he put
going into a contract year.
I understand that, but he ended up getting healthy, lost some weight, looks different at first base. He made a nice play by the dugout, and he is. I don't know. Could you imagine just sitting there and the agent going to you, look, they're offering you, $450 million. Nah, I don't think so. They're offering $475 million. Nah, I don't know. $500 million, $500 million. Do you want to take it now?
Yeah, I know. So I thought about this as well. And to me, you got it. If you've waited this long, don't you wait until the offseason? So we've seen it work both ways. We've seen it work really well with Juan Soto, really well with Aaron Judge, not so great with Pete Alonso. But you know, Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge were a little bit older than where Vlad Guerrero is right now. I think that just because of what you saw, even though Guerrero's not Soto, but what you saw in that number driving up and how crazy the Dodgers are when they try to figure out some of these deferments and you get the Met and Yankee thing back and forth that you'd want. And you have the Blue Jays who desperately want to keep him. That getting to the offseason is probably the way you want to go to get these teams to bid against each other. But then again, you know, someone saying here's $500 million that you're going to get every cent of. And we're sitting here in April. And even if your arm falls out of your socket, you're still going to get you end up getting all of that money. That's a hard thing to say no to. So, you know, some guys bet on themselves. Others don't. But in the end, Vlad Guerrero's getting paid and he's staying up in Toronto.
Yeah, which is amazing to me because that's exactly what Juan Soto did. He went for like three straight years.
More than that, because it was all the way back with the Nationals. I think he was 4 years before free agency when the Nationals offered him that insane contract. Wait,
which was amazing. And then San Diego offers him a contract.
Yeah.
And of course he finally gets a contract offer from the Yankees, which, you know, I think they were just playing around just to keep their fans happy. And then, you know, Steve Cohen steps up to give him $750 million, which is amazing. Now, he's on base every game.
Mm-hmm.
He's setting up Pete every game.
Yeah.
So he's so far doing exactly what he should be doing. There's no question about that. But I just think about how much the Yankees are paying Aaron Judge, and he is like number one or number two in the NFL, in the Major League Baseball in terms of the overall player that he is. And, I mean, it is just... He's on a tear. He's opened the season on a tear. He was 0 for yesterday. But the fact is that you could see that he is to me the best player in baseball. Maybe with the exception of Shohei Ohtani, when he's pitching and hitting and stealing bases, doing everything, it's hard to beat that guy. But I mean, for $360 million compared to what some of these other guys are getting.
No, I know it's amazing that just a couple of years later that is a bargain. Now, you got to remember, age was a difference. You had Aaron Judge 30 when he signed the contract, so that has to factor into the discussion. But and also this Vlad Guerrero thing, I mean, it affects the Mets and Pete because, you know, the common thinking was if Pete goes in the way that you saw Steve Cohen go all in with Vlad Guerrero, would he do that? I mean, with Juan Soto, we do that with Vlad Guerrero Jr. So, you know, now I wonder, because, you know, Pete waited and Pete's going to want to, you know, have an opportunity to opt out at the end of the season. Like, did David Stearns and Steve Cohen go to Pete Alonso at some point in this season and be like, we'll tack on, you know, two or three more guaranteed years at this number now. Would he take it or would he wait until the end of the season? It's something to think about if you're Steve Cohen and David Stearns. I don't think that they will. I think both parties will probably be, you know, better off if they waited. But, I mean, the start that he got off to, coupled with the consternation of this offseason, now Vlad Guerrero signs, you see the reaction of the fans. It's almost like, can we work something out here so this isn't a one-year deal type of thing, right?
Yeah, I get exactly what you're talking about, man, especially with Vlad, because that was the one thing that was hanging kind of over his head, over Pete's head, you know? And now that's out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, you know, there should be no pressure, should be no issue. I should be feeling really good about, you know, where they are right now and where he is in particular and the opportunity that he has to secure his future after this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a weird one. Like, and it's because he came off a bad year last year, but there's never been a guy in Mets history like it with no controversy around him at all. Who is climbing up every single one of the all-time lists, whose, like, security isn't guaranteed. Like, you know, at this age, too, by the way. You know, I mean, this is not like, you know, towards the end of their careers or something like that. This isn't like a Darryl Strawberry where he had his issues along with Doc Gooden. I mean, this is David Wright 2.0, essentially, even though, you know, last year was a bad year for Alonso. And it's like, everybody loves him. But he's essentially here for one more year, like unless they agree to something. It's very strange. It's just he is an all-time offensive player for this organization.
And he's not a bad defensive player at all.
It's basically like his farewell tour.
I would say his defense is like
No.
90%. He's fine.
Exactly. I mean, that's one of those things when he came into the league, everybody said that about him. Well, his defense stinks, but he can hit home runs. And he worked on it, worked on it, worked on it. And now it's just one of those things that has stuck with him where if you actually watch him, you know that he's better than average, that's for sure.
Yes, he's above average a fielder, without question.
Yeah, so it's just odd. But, I mean, we did this all last offseason. It just made me think this morning about Vlad Guerrero and the start that Pete got off to and how happy he is and how happy the fans are and all this stuff. It's just so strange to me. I understand he's under contract for 2 years, but there's an opt-out. I mean, this is essentially like he's doing what Sam Rosen is doing this year. They don't sign him to a contract, which is like, you know, weird.
It's kind of weird, but Sam, he's not Sam Rosen's age, that's for sure.
But it's like an all... The reason I make the comparison is it's like a 100% fan favorite that everybody loves that essentially is, if he continues to do this, you think there's a good chance that he's gone. I mean, which is wild.
Well, I mean, like, I wouldn't say that. I would just say...
It's a little bit better of a chance now that Vlad Guerrero's off the board.
I think that is that was a big stepping stone for Pete Alonso's future here. And again, you know, we're only, you know... Not even a dozen games into the season yet. So, yeah. I mean, we got a long way to go.
But I have faith in him. You have faith in him. Soto in the lineup, staying healthy, knock on wood. I mean, he's going to have a good year. I mean, it might not be an all-time year. It might not be his best year ever, but he's going to have a good year. I mean, you could see it. He looks totally different at the plate. It's not just the results. It's like his entire demeanor at the plate looks different this year.
Well, and it's where he's hitting the ball.
Yeah, true.
You know, not trying to pull everything, at least at the moment.
Yeah.
So good for him, man. He's got 11 RBIs already.
Clutch.
He has been clutch. So he's, you know, look, just keep doing what he's doing right here, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I agree. And if the pitching continues this way, man, I'm telling you, like, I mean, and we have an entire season where we were saying, man, you know, this on paper doesn't look very good. Can they keep this up? Can they keep this up? You know, we did that all last year. And they come out of the gates again, you know, this good without Sean Manaea. And the bullpen being what it is, I mean...
You know what? Instead of booting the ball all over the place like they did in Houston and Miami, okay, my thought was, watching these three games this weekend, what I saw was a team that was competing. It wasn't a team that was... I don't want to say mail it in. I don't believe they ever mailed it in. I don't think they do, or they did at any point in time last year. They just had bad luck last year. They got off to a bad start. We're talking about all the trades and possible trades and all that crap. What I see this year is I see, especially with the way Lindor opens opening day, you know, stretching a single into a double, you know, and great slide, the whole thing, and just gets everybody going. And to me, that is a sign of that they are competing and they have expectations. Yeah. Now, we'll see them against really good teams. We haven't, you know, Toronto's an okay team, not a bad team. But, you know, they still have to play the good teams. And once we get there, we'll see how they react towards them. It's kind of similar to like the Knicks and the Rangers. The Knicks and the Rangers can beat everybody that they play except for the teams that, you know, are on paper better than them and also record-wise are better than them, and that's where they struggle.
Yeah, I mean, and I can't wait to see them take on the Phillies. I can't wait to see them take on the Dodgers when they face them. I can't wait for those series. Those are going to be a lot of fun. And, hey, the Phillies ended up beating the Dodgers a couple times. So,
you know, you might want to take a picture of the West Division in the National League right now because the San Francisco Giants are in first place.
Yeah, take a picture because you don't think you're never going to see that again.
I don't know. I watch a lot of these baseball shows. People are saying, you know, the Giants could be sneaky this year. Maybe they will be. I don't know. But I really don't know that much about them. But
listen, if anybody else wins that West Division, and it's not the Dodgers, that's a huge, huge boost to.
But you know, we just saw the Diamondbacks against the Yankees. That's a pretty damn good lineup.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean that NL West Division, it looks to be anyway stacked.
Yeah, I mean you got it looks a hell of a lot better than what the NL East is right now, at least with the Braves start that they've gotten off to. It's really Mets, Phillies, and then three teams trying to figure it out.
Hey, Al, do you know where Michael Conforto is playing now?
I'm going to say the Padres.
No. I'm going to give it another
Nationals.
One. No.
Mariners.
Nope.
Royals.
Nope.
White Sox.
Nope.
Cubbies.
Nope.
Rockies.
Nope.
Dodgers.
There it is. Yes. All right. Good job.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here. He's got lots to tell us. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning to you guys. We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
My little cup of sunshine.
That's right.
Jerry Recco on a Monday morning, sunshine. On a dreary Monday morning.
It is dreary out. The weekend, so.
It is.
Weather-wise. But here we are.
Weekend wasn't that bad.
Wow. Weather-wise? I mean, I played through a driving rainstorm on Saturday. It was not
maybe
good.
Down by you. Yesterday
turned out to be okay late in the day.
Did have to fly into a fogged-in LaGuardia.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
No.
Never want to be fogged in. Well, the Mets played through the fog and the raindrops and the chilly temperatures, and they completed the sweep.
Sanger off second. Soto at first. Pitch. Breaking ball hit hard towards short, past the diving Bichette, rolling into left center field. Sanger rounds third, he scores standing up. Soto goes first to third. Pete Alonso stays hot and gives the Mets a 1-0 lead with a single through the left side.
They would get another run with a sack fly from Brandon Nimmo. They would be up 2-0. They would wind up beating the Blue Jays 2-1. Keith Ratt on Mets Odyssey Radio. Three games against Toronto this weekend. Three Met victories. The one Saturday night was
and
a lot
almost,
of fun.
Almost three straight sellouts. I mean, almost 120,000 fans showed
that?
Up for three games.
And not great weather the last couple days, too. So pretty cool that they had all those people there. Here was Alonso. This was on Mets Odyssey Radio post-game, a sweep in their first home series.
Team played really well this weekend. We were in the fight every pitch, every out, and just unbelievable job from the whole group of guys this weekend. Great job from the offense, pitching, defense. Everybody did their part.
Yep, man. We talk about pitching, as he mentioned there. Part of that would be Edwin Diaz. A little shaky, but he does get the save and did get Vlad Guerrero to end the game.
Just my pitches. I think I made a really good pitch to him down in the zone. I was trying to make him chase or hit a ground ball, and he got the ground ball to Lindor.
He did, and they were able to get the force play and end the game, Diaz on SNY. Also, speaking of pitching, David Peterson started 4 2/3, left the game, looked like he was hurt. Turned out it was not injury. Instead, it was illness.
Got the ball back, and then my vision just went blurry, and vision then started to come back, and stomach turned over on me, and just felt worse with every breath I took, and just felt like I got punched in the stomach and was going to throw up, and that's when I stepped off, and then they came out and took some breaths, kind of went away.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, not fun.
No.
But I'm sorry went through that, but I'm glad it wasn't like a
that's all it is.
Shoulder injury or an elbow injury or something like that.
Appreciate the fact that he fought through it.
Yeah,
he did.
Threw 91 pitches and went almost 5 innings.
Bullpen gave you 4 1/3 scoreless. Max Kranick, the win. Diaz, the save, as we mentioned. Also of note, Toronto agrees to this 14-year extension with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. worth $500 million. You got the Mets home for the Marlins tonight. Kodai Senga, the start. First pitch, Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. As for the Yankees, they looked down and out. They were going for the sweep. Looked like they were going to lose to the Pirates 4-1. But then the offense came alive in the ninth. Wound up tying the game on a 2-run. This Trent Grisham had himself one hell of a weekend. They tied the game, but unfortunately for them, push it ahead to the 11th.
And a pitch. Drive deep to left, and the Pirates have won this game. A one-hopper at the base of the fence. Tommy Pham got a base hit. Sawinski scores.
And that was that. 5-4 was the final. Dave Sims with the call here on The Fan. The base hit off of Devin Williams, obviously going out there with the ghost runner at second. Says he wish he could have held it there.
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job battling back there in the ninth. You know, giving us a chance to win. We did a great job board there for 2 innings. And, you know, couldn't get it done.
And they didn't. And so both teams, the Mets and the Yankees, now 6-3 through their first 9. Today, the Yankees will play in Detroit. It was supposed to be a night game.
Yeah.
Moved up because it's going to be 40 degrees with 20-mile-an-hour winds, and the real feel will be 26 degrees, and there's a possibility of snow.
You said winter was over.
Around here, I don't see any snow. Seems pretty good around here. I don't live in Detroit, do you?
You said you were playing golf in a driving rainstorm.
Does it not rain in the summer? I didn't say it was a blizzard. I said it was rain.
I'm saying you said winter was over. Now you're telling me
winter is
starting
over.
A game early because of weather.
I don't live in Michigan. You live in Michigan?
I don't live in Michigan.
I mean, it's probably pretty cold in Alaska, too. I don't think we need to talk about their forecast.
Okay.
But yeah, pretty good around here.
Mr. Winter is over.
Winter's been over for 2 months.
Mm. See, I was with you on this.
It's
over. You said that.
It's not snowing. It's over.
Wasn't over for 2 months.
This game will be on Sports Radio 660 AM at 2:30 as we split the signal. It'll be Carlos Rodon and Casey Mize. Now, I'm going to take you back to Friday. This was before Phillies Dodgers. The media was talking with Bryce Harper, and they were asking him about the Dodgers basically signing everybody in the world.
I don't know if people like this, but I feel like only losers complain about what they're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what the Phillies go out and do? Took 2 out of 3, including yesterday.
Ground ball, left side. Muncy takes the second hop. Feeds second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Sosa digs it out, and the Phillies have the lead. It's 8-7.
And that was Phillies radio with the call. That would hold up as they would win the game 8-7. Along the way, Nick Castellanos hit a mammoth home. Well, look at this. Oh, right on time. They hit just a huge grand slam in this game. And so the Phillies wind up taking 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, who went into that series unbeaten. And I guess the Braves won one game this week,
they had one
rained out. So they're 1-8 now on the season. So more baseball along the way throughout the course of the morning, but a lot more to get to, including your Knickerbockers, who did get Jalen Brunson back, not Saturday, but he was back yesterday. But it was OG Anunoby leading the way as they beat the Suns.
Anunoby feeling it. As is Booker. Anunoby on the drive. Reverses count.
Oh. Yeah, that was Mike Breen on MSG. Count it all. How about this line? 13 of 17 from the field, 6 for 8 from three-point range, and 32 points for Anunoby. Knicks beat the Suns 112-98. Mikal Bridges at 22, and Jalen Brunson was back 15 points in 34 minutes. Here was Anunoby on MSG. We, as a team, ready to take off.
I think the sky's the limit. We're a really talented team. We're tough. We're hard-nosed, and just getting ready for the playoffs.
And getting healthier.
Okay, well, this is like the same thing that we hear after every home game that they win.
Yeah.
We hear the same thing.
Well, we hear the same thing tomorrow night after they play the Celtics.
We'll see.
Probably not.
Well, you don't know them that. Here's Karl Anthony Towns having Brunson back, the importance.
Cap adds a lot of layers to our offense, so
hit a big three at the end when we really needed it. And, just doing a good job of commanding off.
50th win of the season for the
Knicks. I tell
you,
you get the fan base fired up, though, if they beat the Celtics tomorrow night. I mean, this close to the postseason, having not done it all year, if they play a complete game and beat them and they didn't sit everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be
part of it, too.
I mean, yeah, that would be a huge deal because I think that there's a lot of Knicks fans that are nervous more than anything, not true believers,
yep.
Even though they've got another 50-win season.
I believe as it sits right now, they would play Detroit, the 3-6 matchup.
Yeah, and, they're not going to get the number two. So, and they're not going to lose. They're not going to lose. Well, the Pacers are 3 games behind them, but the Celtics are 9-1 in their last 10.
Yeah, I mean we've established their pretty good.
There's only a handful of games left. They're going to be 3.
Yeah, they're going to be 3. Yeah.
The Nets lost to the Raptors 120-109. The UConn women won the national championship as they beat up South Carolina 82-59. I apologize for not knowing how to pronounce her name. I guess it's Azzi Fudd. Is that right? You're
it's
laughing.
Azzi.
Azzi Fudd. All right. She was the
Fudd.
The most outstanding player in the Final Four. She had 24. She was on NCAA Westwood One Radio afterwards talking about teaming up with Paige Beckers and going out and getting it done.
So, I mean, this is what I came to Connecticut to do with her, to win with her. And we haven't even gotten to play that many games together. So to finish it off, finish her last year like this strong, I mean, like I said, it means more than words can describe.
Beckers had 17 as they win their 12th national title as they just keep on keeping on. Tonight, Florida plays Houston in the men's championship. Westwood One's coverage on The Fan begins at 7 p.m. Now, I'm going to give you the final seconds from Saturday, which is why Houston is in this thing, as they completed
incredible.
That crazy comeback and beat Duke.
James, long pass down the floor. Cryer tips it. Loose. Knipple has it. Throws to Proctor. Heaves up a three. No good. Houston from behind. 14 down to the national championship game.
Yeah, they end the game on a 9-0
run. No Christian Leitner on this team.
No. But it's so interesting to me. Obviously, doing the Rutgers games, I'm sure you deal with it with Maryland when you watch them. You sit there and say, like, oh, my God, how do they allow runs like it happens to every team. Like, that Duke team couldn't score over the final 90 seconds.
Right, and there was a post on X that basically said, I want to say with about 45 seconds ago, Duke had a 96.5% chance to win the game.
Yeah.
That and old win probability thing.
Yes. Incredible.
The guy's got to go out there and get it done. So it sets up Houston and Florida tonight.
Stephen Waldron, do you have any video of Jim Nance in tears after Houston won this? Apparently he was crying.
He was.
They got lots of video of that. So if you could find that somewhere, that would be amazing. Thank you.
Maybe we'll have that throughout the course of the morning. All right, let's get to the Islanders and Ovechkin last night. The Islanders do beat the Capitals 4-1. But along the way, we did see... Oh, there we go. They've got Nance on TV.
Not crying, though. It's just
not yet. Well,
hanging out.
Why is he standing up and everybody else is sitting down?
To be seen. I don't know. So will he be at Augusta today, or is he going to be at the game tonight?
It's a great question. I mean, he's probably going to have to be at the game.
And be at Augusta first thing in the morning?
Yeah, just show up later than he normally does.
I mean, he was crying.
He has to be there. It's a national championship game, yeah. I mean, that's like a Sophie's choice for him, man. national championship game, Houston, or like showing up to the Masters late?
You got to remember, for years and years and years, he called the final championship game.
Yes.
So,
but
this
is the first time ever that he doesn't have to.
Well, which is good for him because he doesn't have to worry about being,
Oh, I see. So he's always showing up on Tuesday anyway.
He's always showing up on Tuesday anyway. So
he'll be there tonight.
He'll be there. Of course he'll be there.
He might ball his eyes out if they win.
Yeah.
Now, would you cry if Rutgers won? Well, you didn't go to Rutgers.
I think I actually was thinking of this because I saw the story. I think the only way I would get emotional in a situation is if one of my kids was playing. And I didn't cry when the Cowboys won.
Yeah, I wonder why he was crying.
You tell me,
guys get older, they get a little more emotional, softer.
Time out. I'm not crying if Maryland's winning.
Exactly.
But you're unlike most guys.
I'm unlike most guys. I'm a man.
Yeah, I know. You've retained your very your exoskeleton when it comes to these things, and Jim's a little softer. That's what he is, just a little more sensitive.
He does. You see him. Nothing wrong with the aura.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
Jim Nance.
And you're probably thinking too,
soft, I feel like there's a soft cloud around him.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't call the Final Four anymore. And I mean, he's probably, do you think part of him is like, of course Houston's about to win a championship and I'm not calling it. Great.
No, I don't know. Houston's never, they've been there, but they've never won it, have they? So maybe Jim is really close with the coach and he feels for him?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Because you remember, Edward, he called all those games.
The fly slam a jammer, right? Did that team win? But that was before Nance was calling them, though.
Yeah, I'm talking about Kelvin Sampson. I'm just wondering, I don't know. Maybe that's why he's emotional. I'm not sure. But I think if my kids were there, I might be. Other than that, I don't know. If Jersey City State College won a D3 national championship, I don't know. You went to Kane University. How would you feel?
I probably wouldn't care.
Stony Brook? Okay, never mind. All right, let's get to Ovechkin. Last night at UBS Arena.
Dylan Strome, he and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin!
Kind of rings like Henry Aaron. There's a no home run champion.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
His name is, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah.
And he's a very good announcer, but I just sounded like the Aaron home run call. Anyway, 895, Wayne Gretzky, the Islanders win 4-1. Gretzky's on the ice with him. It's very interesting. This is Ovechkin's moment, the initial comments from Gretzky.
First of all, I wanted to say it's nice not to be at the Nassau Coliseum because I lost a lot of games there.
Okay.
I thought that when I first heard that cut this morning, I thought he was going to say, because that place was a piece of crap. But he said I lost a lot of games.
He did not, and then he would go on and continue.
Secondly, history of this organization from Mr. Torrey and Mr. Arbor. Got to sit with Brian Trotsch and Butch Goring today. Just such wonderful people.
He's being kind to the home team.
He's being very kind.
He's great.
Pander spot. Smart.
Total respect.
Yeah.
I thought he was looking for a job.
Total respect.
And then?
It's the greatest game in the world. I want to congratulate every organization, the commissioner in the league. And to the referees,
Yeah, Hovey's like, I'm standing right here, Wayne. Hello. I'm right here.
Did you get to me, please?
He did get to Ovechkin.
I wish the Islanders and the New York fans all the best, but we're here today to celebrate this guy here, number 8.
And then he gave him the handshakes and he would be there. And there was a lot of very nice things that he said about him. Here was Ovechkin, lots of gratitude.
Like I always said all the time, it's a team sport. And without my boys, the whole organization, the fans, the trainers, coaches, I would never stand there. And obviously, I would never pass a great one. So, fellas, thank you very much. I love you so much.
And then they traded him to L.A. because he was drinking Coors Light.
Right, which he was.
They said he was fat and out of shape.
He drank himself into oblivion and traded him to the Kings.
Yeah. Anyway, you got the Rangers play the Lightning tonight. And in golf, Brian Harman won the Texas Open. And it's Masters Week in Augusta.
Did you see he won the Senior Open, which they call the Champions Tour now?
Was it Angel Cabrera?
Yeah, who was in jail for 2 years.
Was he really?
Yeah, for domestic violence.
In Argentina, wow. He was in jail for 2 years.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, this is, I believe, was his first win since he came back. I don't know how many tournaments he's played in, and now he's going to go back to Augusta after being in jail because he's a former champ.
It really is amazing. I did not know.
Oh, it's really bad. Like, so not this past season, last year. In 2024, when I made our trip to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
There he was, out on the range.
Smoking a cigar, banging balls.
Smoking a cigar and just hitting 1,000 balls, man.
He's back.
This guy is back?
That's amazing. Wow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So I know last week you were talking about Phil Mickelson and how he's kind of gotten himself in better shape and he's playing better. And, you know, again, I didn't see one second of the LIV Tour down at Trump Doral.
Okay.
I didn't see any of it.
Yeah.
But he did tie for sixth, if that means anything to you. He was a minus one. And so here we go. This is where all these guys now come back together this week. I'm sure it's always an interesting time when they get back together, especially with President Trump talking about trying to get the two tours back together again and figure out a way to make that happen.
Yeah, and the first year was so icy. The reports were from the Champions Dinner that Phil said nothing. This is the first year after the LIV started. But I think a lot of that's been broken down now. I really, even Rory has softened on it a little bit. But there is no doubt that these LIV guys still want to stick it to the Jay Monahans of the world and want to come in. They want to do well at the Masters. So, yeah, I mean, I would keep an eye on Koepka, obviously, Dustin Johnson even, and Phil Mickelson, who looks who looks absolutely great. But, you know, it was funny because this was at Trump Doral, and they did, Liv did this thing where they took the content creators that I watch and they paired them up with all, you know, the Liv captains. So like Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Cam Smith, Sergio Garcia, Bubba Watson. And then President Trump comes in, they film this, but he comes in like during right at the end of the round in the Air Force One helicopter. So
Marine One.
So then he lands, you know, in the place on the course. So they have to wait for like 45 minutes.
They don't care.
But it was funny because some of the golfers are getting restless. And then Phil goes, hold on, guys, listen. I'm going to wait for the guys with the guns to tell me it's okay to hit. Then I'll hit. You do whatever you want. To wait for them. It was just a really funny video. But yeah, I mean, it'll be fascinating. As I mentioned before, too, it's you got Angel Cabrera walking back into that Champions Dinner, too, after a couple years in jail. But this to me, obviously, with the passion I have for it now, Masters Week is going to be now, amazing. CBS all over it. We'll have Masters on the Range later this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on CBS Sports Network. So we'll be off TV for a couple hours for that. But yeah, I mean, the weather looks fantastic as opposed to last year. I eat every bit of this.
Can't
up.
Wait.
You no,
can't
I really wait. Can't. I mean, all of it up.
I'll be in Vegas during this.
Will you?
Yeah, I got the hockey tournament.
Oh, that's
weekend.
Right. That's right. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah.
Bad job by me. Are you going to be able to watch, though?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We have no, like, there's, because of the 3-hour time difference, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So you don't. That'll be perfect. So yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how these guys play. But Phil, at 54 years old, looks as good as he's ever looked. I mean, he is like flat out inspirational to me. 12 years younger, Phil. He does that four wellness thing. I told you I was thinking about getting involved. I may buy it later today. Hey, if he finishes top 10 in the Masters, I'm buying his four wellness thing. I am all over it. This guy looks phenomenal.
He does. He does.
And then for the nerds, like in the sickos, the golf sickos out there, like you and I, and I'm, you know, you've been doing it for years, so I'm like more new to it. So maybe I'm a little more obsessed just at this point because I'm new to it.
Oh, you're definitely more obsessed.
But like the way watching Phil talk through the shots, I could listen to that all day. Now some people get tired of it, but just his brain, and he lets you into every single thing that he's thinking. And then when he pulls it off, it's amazing. So I'm rooting for it, man. I really am. And you want to know why? Is because just like with Bryson DeChambeau, Phil has now done that same thing. He has teamed up with the number 1 million subscriber YouTube guy, Grant Horvat. They've teamed up. And his personality and the way he looks is coming out on
this
YouTube.
This is the personality that all the people that covered the PGA Tour and went to the PGA Tour events for all those years. That's the personality that everybody loves.
But then he turned heel, and everybody hated him because of the Liv thing, and then he started wearing all black all the time, and he was like a villain, and now he's working his way back into the good graces of everybody.
But, you know, the amazing thing is somebody had to do it. Somebody had to push the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
You know, it was Arnold and Jack that started the PGA Tour because they were rebellious, and they wanted to have more control way back in the day.
Yeah.
And then it became Greg Norman and Phil Mickelson, who pushed the envelope with the Liv situation. And quite frankly, it's worked out for everybody because those guys got all that money to go to Liv. And now the PGA Tour players have equity in the PGA Tour. They are actual owners of the PGA Tour, due in large part to the reaction to what the Liv players were getting.
Liv, damn it. So this was dropped yesterday, that duels thing I was talking about where they teamed up the YouTube creators with the Liv captains. That was released 21 hours ago. It's got 986,000, 100,000 views. So it's just short of a million right now in 21 hours. People watch those guys playing. It's insane. But everybody's using that space in golf to get more popular after Bryson did it. And Bryson's another guy, obviously, to pay attention to.
I mean, just hit the ball over his house.
Yeah.
And trying to hit a hole in one.
And he had the fan do it, too.
Exactly.
He gave a fan $100,000 if he could do it. He did it on his sixth shot.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about it, here you are in front of your $10 million home hitting golf balls over the top of it. That is what you call great content.
And then he also brings a regular fan, you know, amateur golfer to do it with glass all over the place and then trust them.
Yeah, it was amazing. Remember we had, who'd we have in here? Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
And you remember he and Bryson they were hated, like, each other. Hated each other.
Yep.
Brooks was like one of these fast players.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't understand that at the time.
No, no clue.
But now you do.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they've worked their relationship out, the two of them. They're both on live. So yeah, Masters week. Can't wait. It's going to be absolutely tremendous. And as I mentioned, the weather perfect, because last year was windy, it was cold, it was weird. This year, not the case. All right. Some interesting developments in Giants land over the weekend. We will talk about that next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.